I like the now. This is where I spend the rest of my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I like the now. This is where I spend the rest of my life. We can only all live in now. No matter how much we want to think of the past, how much we want to think of the future, no matter how much we want to think about anotherness, otherness, or something of that nature, we can't do it. Because if we're thinking of the past, we are there in the past thinking of the past now. If we are thinking of the future, we are there in the future thinking of the future now. Right this minute. It's not a matter that it's going to be the future or it was the past. It is the now. Because as our memory takes us anywhere, we are there. Our memory doesn't leave us behind. We are very much there. We make whatever we think in memory a now, because that's what it is. The memory instantly becomes now. Our mind instantly thinks about whatever it is we're thinking about and thinks about it in the present tense. We think about it in the awareness of who and what we are. People say, well, now changes. Well, now never changes, because we're always living now. We're always living now. Now, that seems to be a hard phrase or word or concept to come up with, but it's a very important one. Because if we think only now, and we recognize that we are thinking only now, then all of the ideas of something that will happen or something that did happen is lost. It's totally lost. It's totally lost because we are in the now of awareness of what it means to be now. What kind of a now would you like to live in? What kind of now would you like to be in? Would you like to be in a harmonious now? Would you like to be in a joyful now, now that says, wow, what a great world this is? Or would you like to be in a now that finds difficulties and finds problems and labels them and lists them and plays with them? We have our choice. We have our choice. We can live in the goodness of all. We can live in the peace, we can live in the harmony, we can live in the love, in the right action now, if we choose, or we can live in another time. Where do you want to live? I choose to live in the now that is the now. And I think of now. I think of the dreams that I had. I had a dream this last night, and it's kind of interesting. And in this dream, I was in sort of a war situation. And it was pretty bad war. And we had weapons that were just really terrible. And these weapons were caused to activate themselves by our thought and our word. And I was thinking to myself, gee, that's not very nice. That's not very nice at all. And then I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we had weapons that we activate, which would be peaceful weapons, which would be weapons that would bring about peace and harmony and joy in the world. And I thought, well, what weapon could that be? How could I activate something like that? Well, then in front of me appeared a bunch of boxes. And these boxes were peace activation ideas. And so I pressed the button on one of the boxes, and it opened up. And in that was the idea that we go out and start helping the little children of the world. That we start making sure that the little children all over the world have a good education. The little children all over the world have enough food to eat. They have enough clothing to wear. They have enough homes to live in. They have happy homes. And now, that was just one button. Okay, I pressed that and that got busy. Then I pressed another button. And this is a button where we were all learning to live together and learning to learn from each other. And we come from diverse backgrounds, and we all have diverse experiences, and we've trained ourselves in many ways, and we come up with a unique genius that's for us alone. Then, because it's so exciting, we want to share that genius with everybody, because a genius held within yourself and never used is not much fun at all. And so, when I pressed that button, people started sharing their patents, sharing their ideas, sharing their dreams. And there was no need for patents. There was no need for anything to say that this is mine and that's yours. There was only the need to say, let's get out there and express it. Let's bring it forth. Let's bring forth the floating car. Let's bring forth the teleportation. Let's bring forth all the dreams and all of the wonders and the magic, and not try to put a label on them and try to put a minus on it and say that this is mine and this is something that belongs to me. No. It's something that's universal. Hey, I was having fun pushing those buttons of good things happening. And then I pushed another good button. And it was a button that said hospitals. And so here I was creating hospitals in all the cities and all the countries of the world. And right next to it stood another box, and it said wholeness. And I said, hey, wait a minute. Here I am going around creating hospitals everywhere, and that's good. But here I can create wholeness everywhere. And with wholeness, there's no need for hospitals. And so I pressed this button for wholeness, and immediately a sense of tranquility crossed the earth. Immediately a sense of peace, a sense of love, a sense of brotherly love, a sense of caring about one another. And the tensions of the world, the tensions of our lives disappeared. And all the anxiety faded away. And all the feeling that we had to go out and make things happen and do things like that just all faded away. And then the need for hospitals faded away. Because where there was no tension, there was no illness. Where there was no tension, there was no death, there was no problem. And can you imagine a world in which everyone lives forever in perfect health? Wow! What would they do to take up their time? What would they do to enjoy themselves? Well, I saw another button in another box, and it said, creativity. Creativity. Hey, that's a good one. I like creativity. I like that imagination and creativity. So I pressed the button. And when I pressed the button, a feeling of equanimity sort of crossed the universe. And everyone was harmonious with themselves and harmonious with each other. And then everybody started to dream. To listen within themselves to their inner heart, to listen within their inner goal. Now, what would we do as we progressively live in our lives? We come up with new ideas. We come up with new dreams. We come up with new revelations. Whereas before, we were worried about the crops that we had because we were trying to do things to them and we were making them less beneficial to us. Well, let's make crops that are beneficial to us and have all the facilities that we would try to create in crops to make them universal and make them available to everybody. So now the button of creativity was so exciting, so wonderful, and so unique that it was not a matter of taking anything from anybody. It was not a matter of when you have a refrigerator, the iceman doesn't have to have a job anymore. It's not a matter of that sort of a concept. It's just a matter of, hey, here's a new idea. And a new idea in a new way. Now, before we start that, all things are thought. Everything is thought. We come to that concept, everything is thought. Now, could we have food that we keep in our home that does not need refrigeration? Or could we have all the foods that need refrigeration be naturally refrigerated and be naturally cool or mild or whatever? If we want a cup of coffee, could we just reach our cup out and take it in, and there it'd be full of coffee. And when we're done drinking our cup of coffee, we rinse out our cup and we wash it out and put it away. When we want a cup of coffee, we reach in the cupboard and take out a cup of coffee. Already perfect. It wasn't there until we reached for it. It wasn't there until we claimed it, until we thought about it. And the moment we thought about it, there it was. And so then you say, I think I'm going to go to a dance tonight. And I want to wear my tuxedo. I want to be dressed to the nines, real glorious. Well, the minute I thought dressed to the nines, there I was, dressed to the nines. Whatever quality or fabric that I choose to be in my clothing, it's in my clothing. Whatever the type of shoes I choose to have, it's there. Whatever type of anything, it's there. It's my thought. And it's my thought instantly. It's my thought creatively. It's my thought wonderfully. And it's my thought now. Wow. How great that is. How great that is. What I can create. How I can create it and how I can be it. I look to the now. That's where I spend the rest of my life. That's all that matters about anything. So I'm living in the now. I reach in the cupboard for a cup of coffee. I take out my cup, and there it's full with coffee, made exactly the way I like it, made exactly to my pleasure. I go to the refrigerator, if such I have, a cupboard, and I reach in there and I take out a steak, and it's an ideal steak. It's without any fat, it's lean, it's beautiful, it's glorious, and yet when I cook the steak, it has just the right juices in it to make it perfect. Or I make a vegetable dinner, and I reach in the cupboard, and there are the vegetables, maintained perfectly. And I take them out and make my dinner out of them. Or I just think my dinner. I think I sit at the table and I say, I think I will have a beautiful chef salad. And I think I will have vinegar and oil on it. I think I'll have a beautiful bowl of chicken soup. Delicious chicken soup. Just as wonderful as anything could be. And it is just as savorful. Just the amount that I want. The bowl is the size of the amount that I choose to eat. And of course, I could say I've already eaten and I'm already satisfied and I don't have to bother about eating, but I like eating. I like the art of eating, the enjoyment of eating, the sharing that comes with it. And I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. This is really where it starts. When I press these buttons, all the war ceased. Because no one was pressing the war buttons anymore because the other buttons were so much more exciting, so much more rewarding, and so much more thrilling to be participating in. What a wonderful way to go. Yes. I look to the now. This is where I spend the rest of my life, in the now, doing in now whatever things are exciting and important and revealing and wonderful. I do it now. And it is mine. It's a wonderful thing when I think that thoughts are things. And whatever thoughts I want to think, I'm thinking them now, and I'm thinking them how great it is. How great it is in every possible way, for just the way I like it. And that's the way it is. Join me in this now experience, because whether you like it or not, you already are there. Whether I like it or not, I'm always doing it, and I do like it. I love you. I love you. I love you.